saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then saith he to the disciple, Behold thy mother. And from that hour that disciple took her unto his own home. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Again, Father, we ask, Lord, that you will just open the scriptures to us and give us words, Lord, that you would have said. Let us be, O Father, the messenger that you could use this morning. But let these words sink deep into our hearts. And Lord, to search our souls, that we be what you would have us to be. Take us, Lord, and use us in the name of Jesus. Amen. The scripture that I read to you this morning, I probably read it real quick at the opening of the service, was from Proverbs 31:30. It says, Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. This was speaking of a wife. A wife and a mother. And I read in one of the commentaries, he was kind of cute, he said that it is great to have a wife. When you seek a wife, it's great to have a woman that is beautiful, and it's great to have a woman that fears the Lord. But if you can find both in one woman, you have a treasure. So we have treasures this morning in the house. Yes, amen. But he was speaking here of the woman's role, we might say, in all of the family, and the load that she does carry is tremendous. I'm speaking mostly to women this morning that fits this bill. We're outnumbered men. You'll get your day next month. But these women that carries such a great load in the home. We read in the scriptures several places where God honors the mothers. But one mother was especially honored. One mother was really set aside, was really lifted and elevated beyond all mothers. Now I'm going to preach a little bit of Catholic to you. When the angel of the Lord in Luke, first chapter 28 verse, it reads, And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. The angel of the Lord came unto Mary and blessed her by being the mother of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Wow! What higher honor could any woman on earth ever treasure higher than to be called the mother of Jesus? The honor that was placed upon her. And can you even begin to imagine how she must have felt? And probably, well, she did. She was confused by the whole thing because she had never known a man. How can this be? But the honor that was placed upon her was of the Holy Ghost. Was of the Holy Spirit. Such an honor had never been before and never will be again. One time, once was enough. She had the privilege of bearing the child. You know, mothers are special. Childbirth does not make a mother. Childbirth does not make a mother. Physically, yes. Spiritually, no. It takes a special person. It's God's gift to become a mother. To take on all of this that is laid upon them. To be able to accept that challenge, to be able to accept to carry through a lifetime, it takes something special. Without God's help, without God's power, no woman ever became a mother. Because His power and His strength and His courage and all that God gives the woman, she became a mother. There's so many peoples, not too many I hope, but there's peoples out there in the world today that bear children and are not mothers. They have their children and turn them loose for the world, to the devil, to whoever comes along, for whatever comes up, without caring. Without caring what happens to that child. It's sad. It's sad when these physical mothers would turn their back upon their children and let the devil have them. Just turn them loose to the world. It's sad. And it's kind of unbelievable to you that have become mothers and know the value of protecting your babies. I told you a story back about the fire in the forest when they had a fire in the forest, and I'll tell it again, it's a good one. But anyhow, after the fire had gone out, the ranger walked through the forest and he saw something at the base of a tree that was kind of out of place. He couldn't really figure out what that was. Charred, burned. And as he approached it, he looked, and it was kind of unrecognizable. But when he walked up to it, he took his foot and he touched it, and it just fell over. It was a dead pheasant, grouse. And when the grouse had fell over, the little babies that were under it went out. She gave her life for those little babies. A mother, a physical mother, a spiritual mother, one that has gained that gift of God, will do the very same thing. Protect her children to the very end. If fire would destroy her life, she will protect her babies. Her life means nothing compared to the little one. Yes. Jesus had great respect for his mother. Back in the early ministry of Christ, when he was just getting started, that is, after he had, well, I don't know what happened. He got baptized and he went on to Spirit of God came fully into him. But he was at a wedding. He was at a wedding where they were somewhat getting married, but it didn't say who. But he was there, and his family was there, his mother was there, and the whole family were. So it must have been a relative or somebody pretty close, because he was there. But it says there in John, the second chapter, 3-5, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus saith unto him, they have no wine. And Jesus answered her, and he said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. mother saith unto his servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Woman. Boy, that sounds cold, hard, but not so. Back in that particular time, he addressed a woman. That was a blessing. She was special. He said, what have I to do with thee? Mine hour is not yet come. He knew what was coming. He knew what was ahead. He knew what he was going to do. He knew the situation. But his mother, having all confidence and knowing, you see, she was enlightened by the Holy Spirit. As I said, when you became a mother, the almighty power of God came upon you. You became a mother. She was a mother. And she looked and said unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Wow. You know, I could look out over that crowd this morning and I could say those very same words to each and every one of you. Whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. Do it. Too many times we doubt, we don't take serious when God talks to us. We snuff it off as, well, this, that, or the other thing. We're, you know, just don't really pay attention. But when God speaks to you, do it. And he did. He told them what to do, and they done it. And you know the story, the water was changed to wine. And the wine was even better than the first and all this, because God's hand was upon it. That was the first miracle that Christ performed that we know about. Then again, he was speaking, teaching, talking to a congregation in Matthew 12:46. He had a congregation in front of him, several peoples. And it says, while he yet talked to the people, behold, his mother and his brethren stood without, desiring to speak to him. Then one said unto him, behold, thy mother and thy brethren stand without, desiring to speak to thee. But he answered and said unto him that told him, who is my mother and who are my brethren? And he stretched forth his hand toward his disciples and said, behold, my mother and my brethren. For whosoever shall do the will of my Father which is in heaven, the same is my brother and sister and mother. He was not belittling his family tie at all, but he was making comparison. He was saying that you, the world, those disciples, those followers of his, those believers were his family. Folks, probably there's people sitting right in this congregation this morning that this family, this church family that we have here, right here at the East Clarksburg Baptist Church, this family right here is closer than our physical family. We are tied together, locked in tight by the Holy Spirit. Physically, families split. They go clear across, not sisters, clear out in D.C., Ohio. You've got relatives all over the United States, maybe all over the world. We get separated. Spiritually, within the church, we're knit just like he did. We're just as tight and as solid as we want to be. We're right in there by the power of the Holy Spirit. And none can separate us except we allow it. He was saying to the people, he said, who is my mother and who is my brother? Who is my brother? Who is my sister? You are my brothers. You are my sisters. My mother? Yes, this church is my mother. As of this day, spiritually, this church is my mother. If we look on this situation and take on this attitude, this conviction, that we accept each other as brothers and sisters, oh, we'll fight. Yeah. I can remember back home, we had some good ones, boy. I'm telling you, we did. We'd really get into it. And it was, yeah, sometimes it got the fur flying, you know. I had a sister and a brother that's a little older than I. Man, they could not get along at all. They'd fight over anything. And it got to a point that it kind of got aggravated to my dad. So one time, they got into it one night, and fussing, spatting, you know how they do. And he said, all right, you're going to fight. And he made them fight. He got the two of them together, and he said, no, you're not going to quit. Get in there and fight. And he just edged on, you know, and kept on like this until they finally just give up and started laughing. Was over. Didn't have any more problems after that. We do too. We fight in church. We fuss because we're different. But we all have that binding, that spiritual binding together, that we really love one another. Although we don't agree a lot of times, and you probably don't agree with me a lot of times. But yet, we are brothers and sisters. But the mother of it all, the mother of the church, the power that holds us together is Jesus Christ. And He holds us all together closer, probably, than our physical mother ever did. Because He doesn't want one of us, not one of us, He wants to see go astray. Not one of us He wants to see lost. He prayed the prayer there in, I think it's John 17, 14, anyhow. Not one has been lost except the son of perdition. Yes. You see, we're His, and He is closer to us than a mother. That verse of scripture that I read to you at the start. He was hanging on the cross, giving His life for you and I. The people that were there standing around were kind of disappointed. Because they thought that He should have rescued them politically, brought them out of bondage. And He was doing just that. But they didn't know how. They thought they had lost it all. But you know, even there on the cross, when He was in such pain and agony, we can't even begin to realize how much. He looked out on the crowd. There was His little old mother standing out there in the crowd. And there with her was the disciple that He loved, John. Woman, behold thy son. Look upon him. Recognize. Look upon him. John must have felt when Christ gave to him that responsibility of his mother to him. From that day forth, he took him into his own home. She became his mother. Wow. So you see, folks, when we accept Jesus Christ, when we stand up and we say, okay, I will, I accept Jesus Christ, I want to be a disciple for Christ, we make a commitment. And when we make a commitment to Almighty God, it's just exactly like John did. We take him into our hearts. Just as John took on the mother of Jesus into his house, we take the Almighty God into us to be responsible. Oh boy. Would any of us today like to take on the responsibility of being responsible for the mother of Jesus? Would any of us like to take on that responsibility into our own home? Wow. That would sure change a lot of houses, wouldn't it? It would sure change a lot of homes, wouldn't it? Folks, exactly the same thing. When we make our commitment to Jesus Christ, we take up on us the responsibility as John did. Just exactly the same. Think about that. Did it change our home? Or are we still the same? You see? John took on a responsibility there, and Christ had enough confidence in him to know that his mother was in good hands, just exactly as he did each and every one of you that came forward and said, yes, Lord, I will, I commit. He had the confidence in you to know that you're going to take good care of his mother, the church. Father, we thank you. Praise you. We count it a privilege, Lord, to just to stand before you. We thank you, Lord, that you have thought enough of us and had the confidence to believe that we will take care of your church, just as you gave your mother to John, to be responsible for her. Let us, O God, be responsible to the Holy Spirit to be committed to the Almighty, that we can truly be responsible for the church. Not to waver, but to stand fast. We ask you, God, to give us strength and courage, understanding, power, all those things that we need to be that person that you want us to be. Help us, Lord, because we cannot do it on our own. Only through your power and your might and your strength can we accomplish.
Heard the word, and I'm sure that God has spoken to the hearts of each and every one of us. You know, as I look back across the congregation, I can see in the eyes of each and every one of you that God has touched you this morning. God has touched you spoke to you.